You're listening to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon, presented by 92.9 Tom FM, an iHeart Radio station.
Hello, and welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon. I am Kyle McMahon, and I love that you are listening. You guys make this grow every single week, and I love you for it. I love hearing from you. Reach out to me. You know, I'm on Twitter at KMac Music, on Facebook at Real Kyle McMahon, Instagram at KMac Music. Just hit me up and let's talk pop culture, movies, music, streaming, that whatever new thing you're into. I'm all about it. Let's have a convo. So today I've got a very, very, very special episode for you. Deepak Chopra himself, the world-renowned spiritual guru, just best-selling author, has been on every, you know, like major interview show from Oprah to everybody else that matters. And now he is blessing me and us with an interview for Pop Culture Weekly. He has a brand new podcast that is so important during this time called Now for Tomorrow. He is doing it in conjunction with his son, Gautam Chopra, who has a production company called Religion of Sports, which they do such amazing content. And so Now for Tomorrow is a podcast that comes out a couple of times a week, very digestible and actionable. So it's something that, you know, I listen to while, like, I'm getting ready in the morning, brushing my teeth, shower, and all that kind of thing. And then I think about it over the next couple of days. But it's not heavy in the fact that, you know, sometimes with some of his books, I will take a couple of pages and then I'll need a day to, like, digest it and really think about it. And then a couple of more pages. This is much more digestible. So, you know, it's for on the go sort of thing. And I love it. It's the perfect time for this podcast. It is so incredible. And I am so honored and so happy to present to you my interview with the one and only Deepak Chopra. All right. So I am here with a spiritual icon, a teacher, a guru, a author, Deepak Chopra. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So we're going to talk about your new podcast, which is called Now for Tomorrow. And I love what you're doing with this. Tell me about why now was the time to do this.
You know, there are three epidemics going on right now, three pandemics. One is the COVID infection, which is causing a lot of suffering, 50,000 deaths in the United States alone. The second pandemic is the financial suffering as a result of that. And the third pandemic is stress, which is causing a lot of fear, but also existential anxiety. And for the first time, people are questioning their existence and they have the fear of death. And so all those three things are connected to each other. When you get stressed the way people are stressing, and when panic recycles the way it recycles, there's something that happens in the body. It's called acute inflammatory storm, cytokine storm. People who are getting infected with COVID-19 already have chronic inflammation because they either have diabetes or they're very old or they have some other sickness, cancer, heart disease, hypertension, metabolic syndrome. Those people are more susceptible. But if they get stressed, then they get acute inflammation, which throws them totally into acute crisis. Now, we can counteract that by helping people alleviate their stress. When people's stress goes down, their inflammation goes down. Their immune system optimizes its functioning. And they make better choices. Even financially, they are willing to ask for help. They're willing to give help because they're not feeling stressed and they're not panicked about themselves. So the new podcast is, what can you do right now right this second to get rid of your stress, to have a reflective, calm, alert mind so you can have creative solutions. I don't believe in these modern metaphors of war on drugs, war on poverty, war on, you know, ignorance, war on war on terrorism, war on cancer, war on COVID. We need creative solutions. Human beings are creative consciousness. That's what they are. There's never been a crisis that humans haven't been able to solve. But they have to be relaxed, they have to be alert, they have to have a quiet mind, they have to have imagination. The worst use of imagination is anxiety, stress. The best use of imagination is creativity and creative solutions. So now for tomorrow, is creative solutions right now so you can feel better, not only now, but also tomorrow, and not make irrational decisions, whether it's drinking Lysol or injecting yourself with ultraviolet light. Those are very irrational decisions that come from panicked people. So anytime somebody says drink Lysol, you can be sure that that person is in extreme panic right now.
Yes.
And inflamed.
Yes.
Yes.
And you, what I love about it is it's almost like bite-sized chunks, right? It's not, these aren't 3 hour long, you know, dissertations. These are digestible. Why was that important to you?
Well, you know, a lot of people criticize me. I actually have done so for 45 years that I shoot the breeze. It's all metaphysics. It's philosophy. It doesn't have any practicality. Actually, I think it does. So everything I've said, it does have practicality. People have to have patience. But they don't, you know, we have very short attention spans. So my son, who's the executive producer of this, Gautam Chopra, and also owns a company called Religion of Sport, which is very practical. He said, why don't you make something that's immediate and practical without the philosophy? So I said, yes, why not?
I love it. So one of the things that is very interesting to me about this podcast is that the end almost starts with a beginning. Could you explain that a little bit for me?
Well, every end is a beginning, and every beginning actually is towards an end, the alpha and the omega. So with this short action step, we give them one idea how to minimize their stress, but also we are focusing on the short podcast on various areas. Body, how do you achieve a joyful, energetic body? Emotions, how do you experience a loving, compassionate, healing heart? Mind, how do you experience a reflective, alert mind? Spirit, how do you experience lightness of being? Purpose, what is the meaning and purpose of your existence? Relationship, because everything we do occurs in relationship. So those are the five pillars I'm focusing on. Body, mind, spirit, purpose, and relationships.
Wow. And I'm a millennial. For millennials in this time right now, I feel like to a point, and, you know, some would criticize me maybe for saying this, but a lot of millennials feel that we've kind of been given the short end of the stick a lot of times. And what I mean by that is a lot of us came from college or in high school or whatever during 9/11, and then the economic crash in 2008 as we were getting our first real jobs and that sort of thing. And now this. What is your advice to millennials on how to stay grounded, how to stay purposeful, how to keep your eye on the bigger picture rather than the externalities that are going on around us that sometimes seem like they're falling apart?
So all of what you say is true. I could talk about this for hours. I'm 73. When I was growing up and a medical student in the 60s, I thought the world was changing. We had the feminist movement. We had the we had the anti-war movement. We had the Greenpeace movement, we had the ecology movement, peace, all these things. And then we grew up. We were the millennials then. And somehow something happened in the 80s. My generation became fearful and greedy and created what you millennials are experiencing right now. On behalf of my generation, through greed and fear, we created destruction of the environment. We created nuclear bombs, biological warfare, extinction of species, poison in our food chain, and now risking our own extinction and telling the millennials, you guys take care of it. I mean, this is our legacy that we gave you guys. For that, I apologize. But now, what are you going to do about it? You know, and I was looking at the history, the last 100 years, and we haven't learned. We had the atomic bomb, we had the Second World War, we had the Holocaust, now we have climate change, we have all these problems that are actually, even the COVID virus is transmitting very rapidly because massive transportation, massive people huddling together, poor hygienic conditions, climate change, all of that is connected to also the financial crisis. And we did it. And we have to take responsibility for that. But at the same time, first of all, humans haven't learned. I was a millennial. And, you know, most of my contemporaries didn't learn. I thought I did. And I'm saying to you millennials, if you don't learn, you'll do the same thing. You'll do the same recycling of the Middle Age, medieval, Bronze Age, tribal behavior. Mm-hmm. And this is happening in our country right now. You know, ethnocentrism, racism, bigotry, nationalism, extreme nationalism, all of that is happening right now. And, you know, and who created that? We created that. But at the same time, I was looking at something very interesting in the data. So every time there's been a pandemic or a great recession, some people have been amazingly creative. So the First World War and the Great Depression, what came? AM radio. Mm. Second World War, after the atomic bomb and the Holocaust, what came? Television. What came in the 90s? The internet, after the great crisis in 88, financial crisis. Okay. What came in 2000? Mobile phone. What came after that? Smartphones. What is coming now? Artificial intelligence, deep learning, self-regulation, VR, augmented reality. This technology that we're using right now, you know, you suddenly realize you don't need to go to a fancy studio. You have a fancy studio where you are. And you can actually keep improving it. So there's something happening right now in innovation and creativity by some very smart people. And we need to capitalize on this. And that is what the millennials are here for right now, to help us create a future world which is more peaceful, just, sustainable, healthier, and joyful. We can do it because humans have never lacked creativity. But right now, we should be thinking about this. We should be reflecting. Who are we? What do we want? What is our true purpose? What are we grateful for? Is it all about me? Is it all about life? Existence will take care of itself, by the way. If today humans disappeared, life would stop on this planet in five. No, if today insects and viruses and bacteria disappeared, life would stop on this planet in 5 years. Mm-hmm. And this is a biological fact. If insects, viruses, and bacteria disappeared, there would be no life in 5 years. If humans disappeared, we would have Garden of Eden all over again.
Right.
So who's more important for existence, humans or life? Life, the biosphere, the universe, which is bubbling with life, that's more important. And if we are humble enough to accept that and we treat life as sacred, we can reinvent our bodies and resurrect our soul and make this a new world.
I love that. I love finding hope and creativity in even the darkest times.
And meaning and purpose.
I love it. I love it. So where is somewhere I can start today, right now, to better myself in a dark time?
Okay, right now what you can do is you can follow this podcast
right
now for tomorrow, number one. But you can also take 10 minutes every day to ask yourself with your eyes closed, just ask yourself, who am I? Am I this changing body? Am I this changing mind? Am I the experiences of the world? Or is there something else here which is experiencing this body, this mind, this universe? What is that? Is that my soul? How do I get in touch with it? What do I really want? What's my purpose? What am I grateful for? Start a journey of reflection. But also, I personally seed my awareness with four intentions every day: joyful, energetic body, loving, compassionate heart, reflective, alert mind, and lightness of being and healing for everyone. So once I start with that intention, then during the day, I make choices that reinforce those intentions. And that happened, that makes it a very good day. Every day is a good day then.
Yeah, I love that. And I've actually, you know, back to the podcast, that's how I've actually started. You know, I love that you release two episodes at once, because after the first episode, I was like, okay, I need more already.
Good. I'm so happy.
And then finally, if you could say one thing to the world, what would that be for you?
Just one phrase would be love in action. Love without action is meaningless. And action without love is irrelevant. Mm. But when you have love in your heart and you take action, you can change the world. You can change yourself. You can change the world.
Wow. Thank you so much. I could talk to you literally for hours.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Your books are incredible. I could talk to you forever about all of your amazing content.
Thank you for having me and helping make a difference in the world.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. And and of course, Now for Tomorrow is available on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Like, can you believe it? I am still in shock that I interviewed Deepak, and he just had, you know, aha moment after aha moment after aha moment. Like, this is one that I took notes on while I was editing, you know, this episode, because there's just so much good stuff. And I love his podcast, Now for Tomorrow, which you can get on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's really a great addition to the podcast that you're subscribed to, because it really, really, really is a game changer. It will completely help improve your life. You know, we get what we put into this. And if you can put in a few minutes twice a week, you will get so much more out of it than you realize. And also, I have coming up, I interviewed his son, Gautam Chopra, about all of the exciting stuff that he's working on, and his daughter, Malika Chopra, about these awesome books that she's written that I love. So those will be on the next episode of Pop Culture Weekly and the following episode of Pop Culture Weekly, along with some other surprise interviews that I'm excited to share with you soon. So again, this was a little bit different for Pop Culture Weekly. We don't have the co-hosts today because we're social distancing, and so there's not, you know, no kind of what we watch this week and all that kind of good stuff. We'll get back to that as soon as everything returns to some semblance of normalcy. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep bringing you Pop Culture Weekly every single week. Thank you for listening. Hit me up. Let's talk. Thank you for subscribing. Review. You know, if you enjoy the show, review it. It really does help on Apple Podcasts or wherever. Share it with a friend. It really does help every single one of you listening. I love you all. Until next time, see you next week.
You're listening to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon, presented by 92.9 Tom FM, an iHeart Radio station.
I interviewed Deepak Chopra!